When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jim Lee gets $20,000 to draw a Bluey character. Marvel launches new Star Wars and Alien comics. Mike Mignola heads back to Hellboy. This is Comic Book Club News for July 24, 2024. Jim Lee gets paid a lot of money for his increasingly rarely done commission sketches. While his prices for 2024 were announced in April, they drew the notice of the internet at the end of June when some posters expressed frustration at the multiple thousands of dollars sketches cost, with fans and professionals pushing back with the simple fact, he's Jim Lee. And now Lee is either poking fun at his prices or made one of the wildest deals of all time, taking $20,000 to draw a character from the TV show Bluey. Lee posted the sketch on Facebook on July 21st with the caption, quote, 20K is 20K. Hashtag, if you know, you know. I believe this is Bluey, but not entirely sure. Happy belated birthday, Emma. The picture, as pointed out by furious members of Comic Book Club's Patreon Slack, is actually the character Bandit from Bluey, wielding a blue lightsaber and what looks like Han Solo's pistol. The response to the comments on Facebook is overwhelmingly positive, or people just posting the word Bluey, while one poster says, quote, come to Brisbane, the Hoem of Bluey, and another asks for a similar sketch for his daughter, offering a fiver. As for whether someone really paid Lee $20,000 for the sketch, seems legit, and happy birthday, Emma. Here's hoping you enjoy this one-of-a-kind keepsake. Marvel is launching brand new comics featuring Star Wars and Alien in October, though sadly, it's not a crossover. Let's start with Star Wars. Last week, Marvel teased that they would be leaving the post-Empire Strikes Back era, and now we know what's next. Three linked miniseries depicting the Battle of Jakku, taking place after Return of the Jedi and leading into The Force Awakens. All three are written by Alex Segura, with the first featuring Luke and Leia as they get sucked into a conflict on Rey's future home planet. Then there's Alien, which is releasing a prequel comic to the upcoming Alien Romulus. While the film will hit in August, the comic won't come out until 2 months later. Created in conjunction with the film's director and co-writer, the secret story of the book will feature the Xenomorph and lead somehow into the events of Force Awakens. Oh, sorry. I mean the events of the new Alien movie. Star Wars The Battle of Jakku Insurgency Rising will also feature art by Leonard Kirk, Stefano Raphael, and Jethro Morales. And the first issue will hit stores on October 2nd. Alien Romulus No. 1 is written by Zach Thompson with art by Daniel Picciotto and will hit stores on October 16. Mike Mignola effectively wrapped up his Hellboy universe by killing the title character and bringing the apocalypse to Earth. But you can't keep a good universe down. And Mignola and artist Ben Stenbeck are headed back to it again, with the upcoming The Serpent in the Garden. Like the previous miniseries Kosky and Hell, this won't focus on Hellboy or any of the BPRD characters. Instead, it will feature paranormal investigator Edward Gray, who is called out of Hell to stop Morgan Le Fay from taking over England, one of the last places not ruined by the apocalypse. It will also be Stenbeck's last go-around to the universe, at least for a while. Granted, that's what Mignola said, and he keeps coming back, so who knows? Serpent in the Garden will hit stores on November 27 from Dark Horse Comics. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I will gladly come to Brisbane, Hoem of Bluey, if someone would just invite me already. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.